I am Plata on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. This weekend, Dance House, the SFU Woodward's cultural programs, and the SFU's School of Contemporary Arts will be presenting Wells Hill by the emerging local dance company Action at a Distance. It's the world premiere of this work that draws on the philosophies of Marshall McLuhan and Glenn Gould. These two Canadians changed how we view art and information. And I'll ask Vanessa Goodman, who joins me now, to tell us about McLuhan and Gould and how this performance is inspired by them. Ms. Goodman is a choreographer and artistic director of Action at a Distance. She's put together this show that features seven dancers. Action at a Distance is in its second season, and this is their second show of this season, and a special Celebrate Canada 150 Plus event. It's this Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th at 8 p.m., and Sunday, the 26th of November at the Fay and Milton Wong Experimental Theater at the SFU Goldcorp Center for the Arts at 149 West Hastings. Visit dancehouse.ca for tickets and information. Please welcome to the Plant Online program Vanessa Goodman. Ms. Goodman, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. Did you grow up in Vancouver?
No, I actually grew up in Toronto, and that's kind of the premise of how the piece all kind of came to be. Mm-hmm. I grew up at 29 Wells Hill Avenue, which was a former home of the McLuhan family, and my family moved into that home in 1979. And, and the piece kind of is, the inspiration for the piece is really based on that house and the fact that Gould would visit McLuhan at the house and talk about art, theory, communication, and performance.
Yeah, I guess because we know both of them, both McLuhan and Gould, for their respective activities, for their respective careers and their careers, I guess I didn't know until I was preparing for this interview just how close a connection there is between the two of them.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't revealed to my family until much later. Kind of the funny scenario about the whole thing is my parents lived in the same apartment as Gould before they moved into the house.
Really?
Just a few floors below him.
Uh-huh.
And when they moved into the house, they had no idea that McLuhan and Gould had spent time together in that house.
Mm.
And it wasn't revealed to my family until they did a plaque dedication from the city to commemorate that Gould had lived there and done quite a bit of his writing there, that Gould used to visit the house.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting kind of anecdote that started me thinking how these two intersected, and there's some of their ideas collided, and some of them crossed together in kind of such a beautiful way, and it seemed like an interesting premise to create a work.
Yeah. What was the house like to live in?
The house was built in, I think it was built in 1890,
mm-hmm.
So it's an older house.
Yeah.
And Michael McLuhan's name is still written on one of the basement walls. My parents never painted over it.
Right.
They thought it was a nice piece of history.
Yeah.
It's in the furnace room, and it's written with gray paint on the wall. It's an amazing house. It creaks, it moves, it's, you know, you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, growing up in Toronto, there's a lot of older houses there. And, I've always kind of imagined, especially, you know, neighborhoods kind of like Kensington Market, which are just a little bit more downtown than the house that I grew up in. You know, if you could peel back the layers of wallpaper, the stories that could be told, the different families that had lived there, the different generations, you know, the different cultural backgrounds, I think that's kind of fascinating and beautiful to celebrate as a part of a city's history.
Indeed, yeah. So Wells Hill, this piece that'll debut this week. It's odd to talk about dance on the radio, but what do people expect to see when they go to the Goldcorp?
For me, the work is really physical. I think there's a lot of amazing virtuosity in the body and in the embodiment of these ideas and theories. I think there's a few fun theatrical devices, which I will leave to as surprises.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few little stage tricks, smoke and mirrors that I've discovered and like to have played with. And then, you know, there's a few moments of levity or tiny moments of humor that live inside the work as well in terms of, you know, the quirkiness of also these two amazing minds.
They've got great impact on our culture and how we consume culture, as well as information. And yet they're not the people that they're not dry academics. They really have personality about them, don't they?
Incredible amounts of personality. And, you know, I've listened and watched hours of footage and read tons of material that both of them have contributed. And, you know, their personalities are also so, incredibly large and also so different. But I think, you know, their attention to detail and expertise in how they pursued their careers, but also how they pursued their passions, is really inspiring to me. And so I try to infuse that in the work as well. So I would say, you know, there's a story arc to the work, though it's non-linear and slightly abstract. I try to go through the piece in terms of a timeline of the way we consume art information today and the way they consumed art and information, specifically more in the 60s.
Yeah. And even though it's nearly 50 years ago, and longer in some cases, their work, that we first saw their work first. It's often forgotten how prescient they were.
I think it's amazing how much both of them predicted that we were going to experience today. I mean, McLuhan said that, you know, technology was going to be an extension of our nervous system. Yeah. And, you know, today we have these Pavlovian responses to our cell phones, to our technology. It's really become an extension of our bodies and of our nervous system. And that's why I also think that dance is such an interesting medium to express these ideas in, because it's so physical, and the way technology is affecting our physicality today in the modern world is quite dominant.
Yeah, and not only the good parts of whatever technology or whatever progress we would have, but definitely the downside of it that McLuhan especially knew, you know,
definitely
what was to come.
Definitely, and I think that's also that dichotomy creates tension in the work, or that's something that I was interested in exploring inside the work.
Yeah.
You know, both the pros and the cons, that, you know, the fact that we have access to these vast amounts of information and technology today.
Yeah, and so if you know Gould's work and you know McLuhan's work well, my understanding is this show will just be a delight because you picked out all these quirky pieces of their work, and you'll see that in the show, won't you, in the dance?
That is my goal, and I also hope that if you aren't familiar with their work, that this will be an introduction for you, and we'll start to open you up to some of the things that they were sharing with the world, and how today that is still such a relevant piece of our history.
Yeah, especially since we're in the Canada 150 plus era, it's important to look back at these two significant figures.
I can't agree more.
Yeah. I'm sure you're asked this a lot, but I'll ask it anyway. What through dance is revealed that can't through other art forms?
Well, I think that's a very tricky question.
I'll bet.
And I don't know that there's really one answer to that, or if there is an answer to that, because I feel like, I feel like all art forms offer modes of expression that are either shared through multiple art forms or, you know, are reserved especially for them. So I feel like, you know, for me, who's really interested in multidisciplinary works, and also my practice is multidisciplinary, I really feel that it takes a number of artists and a number of disciplines to convey what I'm interested in. So, yes, does that answer your question?
Yeah, and I think this builds into what we'll see when we go see Wells Hill, that there's not only dance, but there's other disciplines of art performance that you deploy, right?
Exactly. I mean, there's projection, there's media, there's been a written publication that goes along with the work. The costume design is integral, the lighting design, the sound design. So all of these elements make the work. It really is a sum of all the artists involved, even though, you know, it's a culmination of ideas that I've brought together, it really is a celebration, I think, of each artist, the performers, everybody who's been involved in the process and what they contribute or bring to the collaboration.
Yeah, I've caught you one morning. I guess you're already at SFU there. Are you working on the show before I called?
Yes, we were just setting up for our rehearsal process today. We're rehanging a projector, and we're about to get into the rehearsal process with all the performers.
And so these are seven dancers that we'll see on stage, is that right?
Correct. There are seven dancers that you'll see on stage, and then we have three incredible apprentices. Mm-hmm. Who are integral to the process, too, and two incredible sound designers, Scott Morgan and Gabriel Solomon. James Proudfoot did the lighting design. Diane Park did the costumes. Milton Lim and Ben Didier did the projection design. So really, like, I mean, it's a huge group of people that have come together to make this work come to life.
Yeah. And as the director of all this, what's it? I mean, it must be incredible. I mean, it's work, obviously, but the artistic, benefit that you get out of just overseeing a production like this. I mean, that must be incalculable in terms of what that does for one's creativity. Is it?
Yeah, I think, you know, each artist brings something so unique to the table, and it challenges me and kind of blows open my perception of what the work could be and can be. And it's like building blocks, you know, one person says one thing and it starts to accumulate to something else, and all of a sudden we're working on an idea that I didn't even think was possible, or that I hadn't even imagined yet. So, you know, I really am so grateful to each collaborator, because they really do add to the conversation. And, you know, I think it's a series of propositions. Often I'll come to the table with one thought, and we just keep growing and building together until we arrive with what you see on stage.
Yeah, and this is understand the 10th season of Action at a Distance, is that correct?
Actually, no, Action at a Distance is in its second season.
Oh, second season.
Is the 10th anniversary of Dance House, who is one of the co-presenting partners.
I see.
And it's a very incredible thing for them. They've been bringing international touring works to Vancouver for 10 years, and they actually really helped shape my choreographic interest in bringing international artists to Vancouver that I would never otherwise get to see. So it's quite an honor to be presented by them.
Yeah, and so you've been you founded Action at a Distance, is that correct?
Yes, I founded Action at a Distance in 2015, and this is our second full-length work. And, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. Well, what's it been like to found a company in this city and to be part of this arts community?
This arts community is incredibly generous. I often find that people step forward with resources or information or, you know, support in any way possible so that the whole community can thrive. I feel very grateful to be part of such a diverse but also generous community that is constantly growing and challenging each other.
My understanding is also that along with the performances on the 24th, 25th, and 26th, there'll be other events like roundtables and speakers. Is that correct?
Yes, this is correct. SFUW has organized two events that I think, well, actually there's three events. SFUW has organized one this coming weekend, which I think is after the broadcast, but it's October 18th from 1 to 4. Owen Underhill is going to be talking about Gould, and there's going to be an open discourse. It's a free conversation. I think it'll be really interesting. He's going to be playing some of Gould's work and discussing the two recordings of the Goldberg Variations.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 25th, Richard Calvill is going to be doing one for McLuhan at SFUW in the same room, the World Arts Center, from 1 to 4 p.m., and that'll be a discussion on McLuhan's work. And it's all framed around the connection of Wells Hill, which is quite exciting. And then Dance House, on November 21st, has their Speaking of Dance Conversations, which is also free to the public in the same room at SFU. And Richard Calvill and I will be discussing Wells Hill, McLuhan, and Gould, and we hope that people will come join us.
Indeed, indeed. I appreciate your time this morning. I was going to wish you well, and I wondered if I say break a leg to a dancer or not.
You totally can.
I can, yes. Well, break a leg, Vanessa, and I appreciate your time and all the best with Wells Hill.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Wells Hill by Action at a Distance is on the 24th, 25th, and 26th of November at the SFU Goldcorp Center for the Arts. Visit dancehouse.ca for tickets and information. Vanessa Goodman joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plante.